With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Secret Service dismantles a telecom threat around the United Nations.
Investigators say while they have not uncovered a plot to disrupt the UN General Assembly, the system could be used for that by blacking out cell service and jamming 911 calls. Matt McCool is the special agent in charge of the New York office.
Definitely nation state, foreign governments communicating over that network to known criminals in the United States, and known organized crime, known cartels, and terrorist groups were using this network.
It was uncovered as part of a Secret Service investigation into telecommunications threats targeting senior government officials. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump says Ukraine can win back all territory lost to Russia. It's a dramatic shift from the U.S. leader's call on Kyiv to make concessions. President Trump says the U.S. respects how Ukrainians are fighting.
They've proven they're very brave. I mean, look, they're fighting, and this is a war going on 3.5 years, and people thought it would be over quickly because Russia is a big military power, and Ukraine, I tell you, they are good fighters. Got to hand it to them. They have a lot of courage, a lot of guts.
Trump offered his position in a social media posting soon after meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Ryan Ruth has been found guilty of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump at a Florida golf course last year. After the verdict, Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen but was quickly restrained by officers. The jury took about 2 hours to reach their decision. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 88 points today. This is SRN News. China launches a crackdown on clergy.
This one is taking place online. The communist government is restricting what content pastors are allowed to put up on the web, requiring that all of it be vetted first by party officials. According to the human rights group Bitter Winter, quote, "In the age of digital ministry, where sermons stream and prayers ping, the regulation feels like a deliberate attempt to unplug the sacred from the social. Pastors have also been banned from evangelizing amongst youth." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For many Jews in the United States, the High Holy Days this year will be more charged than usual. Rabbis say many of their congregants are worried by a surge of anti-Semitism in the country, yet are all the more determined to worship together in the coming days. These days, most synagogues employ a layered strategy of security, guards, cameras, and various systems for controlling access to events through ticketing or other forms of vetting. This is SRN News. A recall of shrimp sold at Kroger grocery stores.
It's because of ongoing concerns about potential radioactive contamination. AquaStar Corporation of Seattle recalled nearly 157,000 additional pounds of shrimp because of possible contamination with cesium-137, a radioactive isotope. The new recall includes bags of Kroger Raw Colossal Easy Peel Shrimp, bags of Kroger Mercado Cooked Medium Peel Tail-Off Shrimp, and bags of AquaStar Peel Tail-On Shrimp Skewers. The shrimp sold between June 12th and September 17th. John Scott reporting.
Major League Baseball approved use of the automated ball strike system in the major leagues in 2026. Human umpires will still call balls and strikes, but teams can challenge 2 calls per game. More details at srnnews.com.